listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Dr. Livingston, I presume, stepping out in the jungle bloom, what did you find there? So how are you? These folks are doing the same thing that he did, and that's spreading the gospel. And your names are?
Paul Burton.
Paul Burton and?
Linda Burton.
Hello, Paul, Linda Burton. Welcome to the broadcast. It's a new day if you want it to be. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And so you've traveled into the jungles. You've traveled to Haiti. You go into the prisons. And, of course, the good Lord said, you know, many, many will come to me on that day, saying we did signs and wonders. We held tent revivals. We went churches. We built churches in your name. And we demons went in your name. He said, depart from me. I never knew you, as a husband knows a wife. But to others he will say, you fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison. And they will say, we don't remember you, Jesus of Nazareth. We don't remember you. He said, well, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Come in, for your reward is great. So now you guys got to remember me on the other side, you know, so I can come into your mansion and be invited there, you know, right? You guys, well, Jesus said, why do you work for that which you cannot keep? So storing up eternal treasure where moth and rust doth not corrupt, okay? Now, let me write down your names again because we've been kind of crazy, but everybody's been taking my pads. Everything's here. Get a new pad of paper. And, okay, now your names again are?
Paul and Linda Burton.
Paul and Linda Burton.
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome. Where are you guys from originally? Oh, thank you. That card, that helps a lot. So where are you guys from originally?
I was born and raised in Miami, Hollywood area.
Oh, you're a Floridian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you?
Born in New York, but raised in Florida.
So where in New York?
I'm a Floridian. Queens.
Okay.
But I don't know it.
That's where my nephew is from.
Yeah.
That's where he was reared anyway. So now, did you guys, were you guys brought up in a Christian home, or were you converted later in life?
I was brought up in a Christian home, but in my testimony I share that I was exposed to the church, the Bible, and everything, but my life really wasn't dramatically changed. I accepted the Lord at like 7 years old, but it really wasn't until I got older, because through the teen years and the peer pressure, I really wasn't serving the Lord. I wasn't walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
And then in my 20s is where God really did a work in me during a period when I was out of work, and I got into the Gospels and read through the four Gospels, and reading through the four Gospels, I just fell incredibly in love with Jesus. I thought, what an incredible person this was, especially when he was having confrontations with the Pharisees, the religious leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, wow, this is so cool. And I really just fell in love with him at that time. And, I mean, I've had some, I call them crash and burns in my life, where I stepped away again from the Lord, but he's always pulled me back. And I shared with the guys at St. Lucie County Jail Wednesday night. I said, I'm in a stretch right now of about 16 years, no crash and burn. And the thing that's significantly different is every day I have my quiet time. Every day I spend time alone with the Lord first thing in the morning.
Do you get on your knees?
No, I'm actually at my computer.
Oh.
I've got an incredible Bible program. I get on the computer. I read my scripture. I make my notes. I read notes of other commentators. And then four or five days at least a week, Lynn and I go on our prayer walks.
Prayer walks. So you walk and pray.
Yes.
Yes. As we call it a covenant team. We're a well-oiled team. We've been married almost 34 years.
Now, you were a nurse.
Still
am.
Still
are.
A registered nurse, but retired from running hospital floors.
Retired, yeah. Not really retired. I don't know if you ever retire as a nurse.
You don't retire.
It's like a priest never really retires. I don't know if a doctor really ever retires. I mean, somebody's hurting. They're going to help them, right?
I'm very involved in the community. If the elderly can't get on a televisit, they don't even have those kind of phones. I know all the doctors. I worked in the local hospitals in Port St. Lucie and Fort Pierce. I'll do their televisits with the doctors, with them, for them. I'll take them to the hospital. They need procedures done, whatever has to happen, I can do all of that.
Wow.
I'm still registered. I don't get paid for anything but by the Lord. I do everything for free. I work only for God.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, because you made enough to retire? Or
no. Nope. The Lord told me 11 years ago, I was running a hospital floor at Cleveland Clinic, and the Lord said to me, he sequestered me, and he said, leave your job and work only for me. And I looked up and I said, God, can I have a second opinion? Because that doesn't sound like a good idea. I was already a missionary, but working a full-time job. Mm. And most of my paycheck went to the mission field to feed widows, to feed orphans.
Well, how was the money coming in if you trusted him with faith?
It's just coming in. I can't even tell you how. We don't belong to any groups. We don't work through the church.
You never ask anybody for anything?
Never. We pray, and God tells people.
Come on.
I'm telling you the truth.
The Lord, what had actually happened, the Lord quickened me to release her. She kept saying, I want to quit working. I want to be in full-time ministry. And we were involved. When she started this, we were involved with the motorcycle ministry at Calvary Chapel, Port St. Lucie. And everybody in our small group would say, Lenny, you're in full-time ministry. You minister to the patients, to the CNAs, to the other nurses, doctors, to the families, yeah, to the doctors. And you're in full-time ministry. You're just getting paid for it. And the Lord quickened me.
You're not getting paid for it.
Years later, the Lord quickened me.
No, working at the hospital, I was.
Yes, she was.
I was making
then.
Very good money. Okay.
But yeah. Years later, the Lord quickened me to tell her she's released. And when I went to her, I said, the Lord, and I really prayed about it. I sought counsel from other pastors and, and they said, Paul, we know you're in your word every day. We know you guys are going for your prayer walks. If the Lord's speaking, you got to be obedient. So I went to her. I said, ma'am, the Lord's released you. She said, what does that mean? You can stop working. She says, are you telling me I can quit or I have to quit? I mean, she got that attitude with me. And I said, hey, wait a minute. If
my
you've got
career.
A problem, you take it up with him. But in her defense, much of her salary was going to feed widows and orphans.
What did you do for a living?
I'm retired. My day job, working for Florida Power and Light, is a lineman.
I am a lineman for the county. I interviewed that guy. I wrote that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I love that. And the amazing thing, if you will, a year later, the Lord told me, all right, I want you to drop your nets. I knew exactly what that meant. And again, I thought,
okay, drop your
cancel,
nets.
Stop working. Because Peter and the disciples, he said,
oh, not drop them off the side of the boat. Just
No. Just drop them completely.
Oh, did Jesus say, drop your nets and follow me?
Yeah.
Did he say
yeah.
that? Mm-hmm.
Well, he
said,
leave your nets.
Yeah. But did he? Yeah. I never thought about that.
Drop your nets, but I got the impression of what he wanted me to do. And again, I sought good counsel. I continued to pray about it. We began to pray because one of the things Linda said, you realize neither one of us will have an income. We were pre-Social Security age.
And we had never not worked. We've worked all of our lives.
Yeah. So how old are you guys now?
71.
Oh, that's how old I am. Yeah. 1953?
Yeah. I just turned 70 in January.
So you guys are collecting Social Security now.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't outgive God. Social Security is nothing. Yeah. I mean, you know, we still live in our big house because we moved up from Miami. And the Lord gave us a beautiful house here where we will house missionaries that are passing through if they need a place to stay. Yes. That house is God's house. Our kids are grown, so when people need to come through town, we don't want them to stay in a hotel. We take care of them. We feed them.
Now, you're a nurse.
I am.
You came in, the first thing you did was, you want to take a break and eat. You've been doing all these interviews today, so it's very caring. But they say nurses have somebody told me this once, it's a biblical gift of a mercy. Have you ever heard that?
Never heard it, but I believe that's one of my gifts. And I think that when you're watching people die, you're watching people go through crisis. I was not a nurse because of the money. You can't do that job for the money. When I was seeking the Lord as to what I should do, he told me to go into nursing. That's many years ago. And I said, Lord, if that's what you made me for.
Where did you go to nursing school?
Miami-Dade, actually, back in the day.
And you asked the Lord what? What'd you say?
What did he want me to do at that time in my life? And he said, I want you to be a nurse.
Really?
And I've had an amazing career. And in my nursing, I'm going to tell you something. This is a gift from God. I could walk into a room, because I ran the floor, but I also had to have patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a working charge. It's a very hard job.
Working charge.
Working charge. You're not only running an entire floor, but you have a set of your own five patients.
Mm.
Very difficult. I did post-open heart. So anything in post-open heart happens, no matter what they say, because the heart's been played with, put back in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can have all kinds of emergencies. But the Lord would always show me on my patient as I sought him. Lord, I'm talking to the patient, I'm looking at the patient, and the Lord is giving me wisdom as to what's the matter with my patient. Even though I had a diagnosis, they're in there for a reason, there was always other reasons. And
supernatural intervention.
And did it many times, saved a lot of lives, because I saw what the doctor didn't see. I actually, because I ran the floor, I had to call the doctor and say, Doc, you got to trust me on this. I know you saw your patient, but this is what I'm seeing. I need you to come in, or I need you to write me orders, because this is what's going to happen. I don't know how all
that. Did they listen? Did they humble themselves and listen?
Many times. They trusted me because they knew that God spoke to me. I witnessed to them.
Well, I remember I had major lung surgery when I was 21, lung collapse, spontaneous pneumothorax, and I was on the operating table for 13 hours. Wow. So I know that these doctors, Dr. Kozel, saved my life in Albany Medical Center. But back then, they didn't have ICU. So the nurses came into my room for 8 hours at a time.
Yeah, just nurses. Two. Yeah.
And I remember the nurses, and you're not going to believe this, but back then, I had a roommate. I just had these open wounds. I had to carry around these things to wheel up and down the hallway. My lungs, they're breathing through the tubes and everything.
Yeah.
And this guy smoked cigarettes. And I protested because I said, I'm getting an instant headache when he smokes. And they told me, you're a contentious young man for complaining about the man and his smoking.
That's ridiculous.
He smoked right in the room back then. It was allowed. Is that craziness? But I always say, I've never met a nurse I didn't like.
Amen.
Well, I think nurses have a special, you know, I always thought the guy that marries a nurse is going to have a better life.
I've saved his life several times already. He almost died many times. Yes. God put me with him.
Another story.
We've had stuff happen.
In 2021, we both got COVID in January. Let me back up. We go again on our prayer walks, but specifically prior to January 1st, we began asking God, God, we want a verse for the year. So we're on our prayer walk.
This has been going around. I heard somebody else is doing this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you've
so
been doing
it
a long time.
We go on our prayer walk, and the Lord gives us Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God.
Now, how did you know you were given that verse?
It's just
an
like,
unction?
It drops
like we
into
heard
us.
Part of your last interview. It just gets dropped in you, and you know
it's a
this
download.
Is what God gives you. But listen, Lem, so it says, I will help you, surely I will strengthen you, surely I will uphold you by my righteous right hand. So we really both felt we were in agreement. This is the verse that God is giving us. And Lena says, I don't know if I like that verse.
I didn't like
that
it
verse
at all.
That verse kind of sounds
why?
Like we might be
like
going
trouble.
Through something. But again, this is
repeat
January
the whole thing
1st.
Again. Repeat the whole thing again. Isaiah what?
41:10.
Isaiah 41:10.
Do not fear,
do
for
not
I am
fear,
with you.
For I am with you.
Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God.
I am your God.
I will strengthen you.
I will strengthen you.
Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. January 1st.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on religious liberty news on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
When I consider what you have made, the mighty oceans, the fiery stars, the fields and forests give you praise, my Lord, my God. I stand in awe. I stand in awe. I stand.
My God. And knowing that he's working, all of the healing in the middle of the hurting, at the end of the story, all the glory he's deserving. The battle's on, I know that it's for real. I'm standing on the rock that never shakes. The dark is always gonna try to steal, but I'm not afraid. I put my hope in love that never fades, 'cause what the Lord the world can take, I hold on to the promise he will bring. 'Cause what the Lord gives, the world can't take away. Give me the strength when I get stuck in all my weakness. Give me the truth when I forget and I can't see it. I'm not gonna buy into the lie that I'm defeated. No, I'm not defeated. I put my hope in love that never fails, 'cause what the Lord gives, the world can't take. I hold on to the promise he will bring, 'cause what the Lord gives, the world can't take away. Battle's on, I know that it's for real. I'm standing on the rock that never shakes. The dark is always gonna try to steal, but I'm not afraid. I put my hope in love that never fails, 'cause what the Lord gives, the world can't take. I hold on to the promise he will bring, 'cause what the Lord, the world can't take away. The world can't take away. The world can't take away.
clouds into the sky. Bring springs of life into the wells that have been run dry. Rise up in this city, gather in this light. Fall down on your people, your glory and your life. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Speak dreams into this water, envision to this land. Let oceans be divided and bring forth life again. Rise up in this city, gather in this light. Pour down on your people your glory and your life. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Rain, Lord, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Let the tide roll in, washing over. Bring rivers in this wasteland, clouds into the sky. Rain, oh, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Rain, oh, we thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Bring your rain again. Let your water fall down. Bring your rain again now. Bring your rain again. Let your water fall down. Bring your rain again now.
Sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Dead in the grave, I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the sun. as he lives. Amen.
Jesus, come and Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
For counting, and the hills too steep to climb. When the world outside ain't making sense, and the truth's too lost to find. When that line's too blurred for seeing, and my wrong's too wrong to right. When I'm hanging by that final thread, and my strong's too weak to fight. I hear a soft, sweet song singing to my soul. I see a lighthouse in a hurricane, and it's leading me back home. And when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Oh yes I do. Every day I do. One is saving me to heaven when I leave this world behind. And one gives me just a little taste when she holds me late at night. They both give grace and it's amazing. They both have healing in their hands. And it ain't easy, but they're both making me a better man. And I hear a song, sweet song, singing to my soul. I see a lighthouse in a hurricane, and it's leading me back home. And when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Every day I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every day I do, yeah. Why you got a ring around your finger? Why he's got scars on his hands? Why you both promised me forever? God, I'll never understand. When I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus, Jesus and you. Well, every day I do, every day I do, yeah. Only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Oh, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you.
You say that you're ashamed of the things you've done. You say you have some things you can overcome. Brokenhearted, pain won't go away. You think you cannot make it, no, not one more day. Hold your head up, stand tall, you heard it all before. Life's an endless pain and you can't take no more. And you want to be so free to see. There's a friend of mine wants to get with you. He's seen your pain and all that you've been through. Now he's standing arms open wide. He's calling to you, wants you by his side. He'll give you strength to fight on when things get bad, and fill your heart with joy when you feel sad. Under his wings he'll keep you from curses too, and drive away the sickness that tries to come on you. Hold your head up, stand tall, hear it one more time. Let me introduce you to this special friend of mine. He'll set you free to see me.
There will come a morning after every night. sharing. Like a light I refuse to hide.
The mournful and untimely face of death. But as long as we remain, we grow better, even stronger, though we'll never be the same. 'Cause the ones left standing have to cry all the tears and replay all the memories, the good and bad from the years. And we shoulder the weight of the work left to be done, and the ones left standing carry on. The peace of God will abide in the season of our sorrow, in the valley of a pain we can't describe, in the palm of His hand is a shelter from the madness we can never really understand. 'Cause the ones left standing have to cry all the tears and replay all the memories, the good and bad from the years. And we shoulder the weight of the work left to be done, and the ones left standing carry on. And in eternity, with all the mysteries are gone, it will be clear that it was our God keeping us strong. 'Cause the ones left standing have to cry all the tears and repay all the memories, good and the bad from the carry on. Carry on.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Oh, yeah. find someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who I will worship, freely worship. I give my everything, and I will bow down to you now, my Savior, Lord and King. You forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. Oh, toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. He buscado alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. En mis días he buscado alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente. Te doy todo de mí. Vengo a inclinarme ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador. Me perdonaste, me salvaste. Tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva. Tu amor me rescató.
You rescue me.
You rescued me.
Word after word of kingdom come.
feet. I can see the unseen. Truly, one look at you and I'm undone. I run to the throne room.